Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jeff Fry. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Stanley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatteberg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Benjamin. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Jesus Tavares. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rich Robertson. And now, play ball. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knoblauch hits a line drive into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mack for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hatteberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Starhoviak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cordova hits a line drive into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Coomer hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Benjamin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Benjamin takes first base on ball 4. Jesus Taveras is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Taveras hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fry is 0-1 in the game. Fry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Fry reaches second base with a double. Taveras goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Valentin is 0-1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fry scores. Valentin moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stanley is 0-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cordero is 0-1 in the game. Cordero strikes out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mack is 0-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Robertson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mears strikes out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knobloch is 0-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to second. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kelly is 0-1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hatteberg is 0-1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Benjamin is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Benjamin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Benjamin reaches second base with a double. Jesus Taveras is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Taveras is 0-1 in the game. Taveras hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Benjamin moves to third. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fry is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fry hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Benjamin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Starhoviak hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Cordova moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordero strikes out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Scott Hatteberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hatteberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatteberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Hatteberg reaches second base with a double. Stanley scores. Mack goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Benjamin hits a pop-up towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tavares. Becker reaches second base with a double. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Becker scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mears moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The ball gets by Hatteberg for a passed ball. Mears moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch strikes out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mears scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Rodriguez now pitching. Jesus Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Fry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordova strikes out. 1 out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Max settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordero strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hatteberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-3 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Tavares settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Benjamin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rodriguez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Benjamin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kerry Lacy now pitching. Darren Bragg now playing center field. Matt Lawton pinch hits for Roberto Kelly. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawton moves to second. One out. Butch Henry now pitching. Greg Colbron pinch hits for Scott Starhoviak. Greg Colbron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Colbron hits a line drive into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Lawton now playing right field. Greg Colbron now playing first base. Jesus Tavares is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tavares is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Fry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coomer hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Jackson pinch hits for Rich Becker. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Tavares settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.